My people, how y'all doing today? Today we are going to continue with your past self is crucified with Christ. Romans 6:10 says, "For the death he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God." There are no more sacrifices that we have to make because Jesus has done that for us all when he offered up himself. Hebrews 7:27. Next, Romans 6:11 says, "So you must also consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus." Now, this is going to take some work on your behalf. This is a change in how you think about yourself and how you are going to strive to live. When you rise on each new day, you are a new creation in Christ Jesus, meaning sin no longer has hold over you. You no longer should walk in those things that produce sin, because you walk hand in hand with Jesus, who produces holiness and righteousness. Wherever your feet tread, you are walking on holy ground. When temptation comes to you, speak the word of God in your defense when Satan comes up against you and he will flee. To speak the word of God, I mean speaking the scripture that pertains to the temptation that's coming up against you. And when you speak what the word says, then Satan will flee. You have to open the Bible and pray the words of the Lord God to combat the words of the evil one. It must also show up in your daily walk. It is not just what you say or hear, but what you do. Romans 6:12 says, "Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body to make you obey its passions." So all of those things you have done in your past life should not live in you or through you. Also, how you speak about yourself has to change, and what you say in general had to change as well. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. Last but not least, Romans 6:13 says, "Do not present yourselves to God as instruments for unrighteousness, but present yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and your members to God as instruments of righteousness." Again, you cannot allow those things in your past life to affect the things that are going on in you with Christ Jesus. You have to really believe that the old has passed away, and behold, the new has come. Do not allow your flesh to take over what the Lord God has made new in you. The devil no longer has command over you, nor of your body, but you have to make the decision not to go back where you used to be. What is in your past life that will benefit your new way of living right now? This is Be More Like Jesus, together empowering all mankind, faith walking, faith talking, Team Jesus. I'm out.